Okay, we're on the top of Yud Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Al Yomar Adam, Talmid Ani, Eni Roei Liyos Yachid. We mentioned about the Yechidim start, the first fast days are done by the Yechidim, the Rabbanan. So a person should not say, you'd be too humble in this case, and say, I'm not a Yachid, so I'm not going to fast with the Yechidim. I'm not holding there. Ela kol talmidei chachamim yechidim, but every talmid chacham can be considered a yachid, and he can fast with them. Eizehu yachid veizehu talmid. Who's considered a yachid and who's considered a talmid? So a yachid is kol shiroi limnoso parnas alasibur. Is anybody that can be like a talmid chacham that can be like a leader of the tzibur? And a Talmid is called Shesholim also Devar Alacha v'Talmudo v'Omer, and he can answer it Afilu b'Meseches Kala, the Kala. So they say that Yachid is somebody that could you can ask him about not only where he's learning, but you can ask him about anywhere in the Torah, and he'll be able to answer your question. Where a Talmid is you can ask him anything what he's osik in, but you can't ask him anything. You know that he's not osikin at the moment. Okay.
What's afilu b'maseches kalos? He's holding a maseches kalos. What's the chiddush?
Yeah. So they say that it's just that it's not because it's not a very common. It's not so well known. It's not just the maseches. Okay. Rashi Talmid Ani. Ve'eni chashuv kolkach yichidim. So I'm not like a yachid. Kolomar, eni roi la'schil tanyasim er yichidim. I'm not roi to fast with the yichidim at the beginning. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbana. Lo kol arotze lasos atzmo yachid ose. Talmid ose. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So we're going to see a couple of girsas Rashi's going to bring. But the girsa we have is, not anybody who wants to make himself into a yachid to fast can do so. We'll see, because like a gaiva. Talmid, and also not anybody who wants to be considered like a Talmid with regards to the clothes he wears and things like that, to act like a Rav, that he's not everybody's allowed to do that. No, and not every Talmid not anybody wants to act like a Talmid could do so. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ose, he could act like a Yachid if he wants. Anybody can act like a Yachid. V'zachur Latov, and it's like Kol HaKavot, Lefi She'ein Shevach Lo El Atzaru Lo. He wants to fast with it. Okay, you want to fast with everybody? Because that's the height, To take on Kavod, that's a different story. But if you want to act like a Yachid as far as the fasting goes, fine. Tanya Idach. We have another brisa. Lo kol arotze lasos atzmo yachid ose. Not anybody that wants to, again, act like a yachid may do so. And not anybody wants to act like a talmid, again, to act with how he's dressing, whatever, like a talmid chacham, can do so either. Ose. Dive Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer b'medvar memorim that you shouldn't act like a talmid or a yachid. That's b'davar shal shevach. That's like we said, the dressing like a Talmud Chacham, etc. But things that have to do with Tsar, like fasting of Abba Davar Shal Tsar, then Ose is allowed to. V'zachor Latov, again, Kol HaKavod, Shein Shevach Hulo, El Tsar Hulo, because it's a Tsar. Okay, see Rashi. V'lo Kol HaRotze L'Sot Atzma Yachid, L'Inan Tainis Ose, D'Nireh Migatzi Aruach. Like we said, because it's like haughtiness. And it says in Pirkei Avos, Vitnan, Kol Sheruach Abrios, Noche Menu, etc. And the opposite is also true. Whoever is the people are not happy with, Kol She'en Aruach Noche Menu, so then the Kaddish Baruch Hu is not Noche Menu. So such a person who acts with Gaiva, Shem doesn't like him too much. So that's why you should not do so. Hachi Garcina, V'talmidim Osim Atzman. We don't have that girsa. We have our girsa was that, and whoever wants to act like a Talmid is not allowed to do that either. But this girsa is that Talmidim can act like a Yachid. Kinamrina Le'el, Shekol Talmidim Ruim Lakach. Any Talmid is allowed to take on to be like a Yachid to fast. Beimem Yishum Gassus Aruach, and that's not a problem of Gassus Aruach. Again, that's not our Girsa. Rashi's going to bring it now. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Adam, Bafilu Shein Talmid, Osetzmo Yachid. And anybody, even if he's not a Talmid, he can act like a Yachid as far as fasting goes. Least Anos Vizachur Latov, the Tsarhu Lo Velo Gassus. Right? If you want to fast with everybody, so fine. That's not you're not being gaivedic with that. Lishnachrina Garcina, and this is our Girsa. Lo Kolarotse Lasos Etzmo Yachid Ose, but Talmid Ose. But Talmid Kosa, meaning Kolomar, the Lo Kolarotse Nami Lasot Etzmo Talmid, Lishna Hegatzmo Biminas Talmid, the Chalukov, the Mitato, Lishna Oz, the Sudar, Shel Talmid Echami Meshad Vrim Ose. And whoever wants to be like a Talmid, you can't just be a Talmid either when it comes to doing things to act like a Talmid on the positive side. In other words, not fasting, but things of Shevach, like it says there, the what he dresses and his bed. It says that a Talmid Chacham's bed is not, underneath his bed is referring to, is not cluttered. It just has a pair of shoes, a pair of sandals in the summer and a pair of shoes in the winter. That's all that's under his bed, whereas in Amar, it says underneath his bed is all cluttered with all kinds of junk. So if you want to act like a Talmid, you have to, not anybody wants to act like a Talmid could do so. The Kolarotze litol lo es Hashem, lo itol, you can't just take the shame of a Talmid Chacham. The Rabbi Yossi, a Reisha, and the Rabbi Yossi, he's referring to the Reisha about fasting, that whoever wants to fast could do so. Mistaber ki hailishna, he likes the second gear, so now it's our gear, son, the Gemara. Why? Amidaka mahader, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the var shal shevach eino oseh, miklal de ayri b'shevach. Right, since the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaks about medvar mamurim, but davar shal shevach, he speaks about shevach, so it's mistamer that also up here we're talking about things of shevach also, was according to the first girsa, it was only talking about fasting, right? It was saying that everyone can fast, and a Talmid can also fast, so it has nothing to do with dvarim shal shevach. But he says more mashma that it is because of the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which talks about shevach. Okay.
Okay,
maybe they could tell by his, he looks like he's fasting. Okay, Tanu Rabbana. Mishaya Misana El Tzara V'Avra. Somebody was fasting for a certain Tzara, and it passed. And also, Alachol Ebn Yisraper. Somebody was fasting for a sick person, and the person got better, or we'll see, or he died. Hareza Misanu Mashlim. In other words, you should finish up the fast. You shouldn't stop in the middle. Haholik Mimakum Sheim Misanim. He's, let's say, in a place that they're not fasting, and he leaves that place, and he goes Lamakum Sheim Misanim. He goes to a city that they are fasting. Hareza Misanim and him. He's to fast with them. The opposite Mimakum Sheim Misanim. He's leaves the place that we're fasting. Lamakum Sheim Misanim. Going to a place that they're not fasting. Hareza Misani Umashlim. He said fast with them and finished the fast with them. We'll see, because you have to keep the Chumriya Machom that Yatzamisham and Chumriya Machom Shabbalasham. So you have to keep Mimachmir in the place where you left and the place where you were coming to. Shachach V'achal V'shasa. So let's say he forgot. He's coming from a place that it wasn't fasting, he's going to a place that was fasting, and he forgot, about the fast over here in this place, and he ate and he drank. Al Yisrael Bifnei Hatzibur. You shouldn't show yourself in front of the Tzibur, because they're going to be jealous of you, that you've eaten. The Al Yanhig Yiduni Be'atzmo. And you shouldn't, continue eating, because, fine, you ate, but you shouldn't say, okay, now that I ate, you hear that style sometimes that people ask. They eat on a fast day and they go, oh, I accidentally ate. Well, can I continue eating now? I broke the fast already. So, but no, once you can't just continue eating. So too, it's the same thing over here. You forgot, shouldn't continue eating. Shneamar, as it says, concerning when there was a Rav in Eretz Canaan, at the beginning of the 7 years of famine in Mitzrayim, it says, Vayomer Yaakov, Lama Tisro. So he says, what are you, we'll see, what does that mean? Amar lahem, Yaakov lebanav, he's telling his son, al taru atzmechem keshatem sveim. You shouldn't look like you've, eaten. You should act as if you're hungry like everybody else. Lo bifnei Esav, lo bifnei Yishmael, kedei shelo yiskanu bechem, because they're going to be jealous of you that, you've eaten, you feel, satiated, and they don't have, and they can be jealous. It's not a good thing. Okay, let's see some Rashi. L'chol v'nistrape, he was fasting for chol and they got better. Hu adin, he mace the chol, or if the chol had died, by the kiyumi nidro. So you have to continue fasting because it's like a neder when you accept the fast. So you have to finish off your neder. Hatzara v'avra, he was fasting for a tzar and it also left. Misanu mashli, we should finish the fast. V'im lav, because if not, nireh kemasne im kono. Im tavor vim lav, it's like it doesn't look nice. Like you're making a deal, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll only fast if this guy gets better. If not, I'm not going to fast and whatever. And he's not. Okay, he's better. Good. Now I'm not fasting anymore. It's not a good thing. Looks like you're making deals here. The makom sheim isanim hareza misanu mashlim. You're going to a place that are not fasting, but you came from a place they were fasting. You should still fast anyways. Kol ataniyos shekiblu aleihem bnei yiro. As he said, because you have to keep the chumr of the place you came from. Achal v'shasa, b'diavid, you ate by accident. Al t'yitzreh b'fnehem, you shouldn't show yourself in front of the other people. Sh'nireh k'chatan ben avelim v'iskanu bo. Like you're like a chasn amongst the mourners, and they're going to be jealous of you. V'al yanhig, okay, we did. Right? You shouldn't act with eat as we said. Shelo yomar hoyel v'achalti kol shu ochel arbe. I ate already, but okay, so I might as well eat a lot. You're not allowed to do that. Al tiratz mechem sheish lechem chitim arbe, because you have a lot of chitim. Yaakov told his sons. V'lo halchu ela bishvil davarzeh shelo leos bifnei ben Esav shehayu tzurim v'revim. Right, so he said the only reason why he said go down to Mitzrayim and go get food, they didn't really need it, they had it, but if they would sit tight and everybody would say wow, these guys have food and they're not getting that doesn't look good, so they went down just to, then people shouldn't be jealous of them. Okay, back to the Gemara. It says in the pasuk, while we're talking about the pesukim over there, al tirguzu baderech, that Yosef told his brothers when they went back to Eretz Canaan, he said don't Tirukazubaderech. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Lazar. Amar lahem Yosef lechav. Al tisasku b'davar halacha. When you're going, don't on the way. Don't be osik in halacha. Why? Shem etirukazubaleichem aderech. You might get lost. Eini, is that so? Iva that he told them. They shouldn't learn Torah on the way. Iva Amar Rabbi Eli ben Brachia. Shnei talmidei chachamim shemalchim baderech ve'im b'neihem divrei Torah ruim lisaref. That two Talmidei Chachamim, they're traveling on the way, and they're not learning. It's a terrible thing. They should be fitting to be burnt. We learn it from what it says, Shneemar, when it says in the Pasuk, Vehi Hema, referring to Eliyahu and Elisha, they're holchim, haloch v'daber, and they're speaking, Vinei Rechev Eish, V'susei Eish, and there was this, the fire came down, of the rechavish and chariot of fire and horses of fire, be pardu ben shneihem, and it separated between the two of them. So taima, why were they saved from this fire? Deika dibur, because they were speaking and the divrei Torah. So here we see haleka dibur. If you're not speaking Torah, ruim lisarev, you'd be fitting. It'd be fitting to be burnt. So therefore, back to the question: How could Yosef told his brothers, "Don't be osik in Torah"? A person that's osik in Torah is going to be burnt in fire. More answers: Lakashia, ha lemigras, ha liunate. There's two types. Just lemigras means to do chazara, go over what you know already. You're not getting into in depth so much. Therefore, not worried that you're going to get lost on the way, get too involved that you lose the way. But liunate, if you're going learning beiyun, that's what Yosef's telling his brothers: Don't learn beiyun. Because then you can get so involved that you can get lost. B'masnisa tana, another pshat, al tafsiu psia gasa. What does it mean, al tirguzu baderech? It means don't take big steps, which is, they say, more than an ama. B'achnisu chama le'ir, and also you should, when you come into a city, that you should go coming to in a certain city to sleep there, you should come there still when it's light outside. Because if you're traveling in the dark, it can be dangerous. So you should come to your inn or where you're staying when it's still light. Alta siu psiagasa, why? Damar mar, psiagasa, notelas achad mechamesh meos meore nav shal adam. If a person takes big steps, it takes 1/500th away from his eyesight. Vachnisu chamala ir, and you should come in, like we said, early, before dark. Kidarav Yehuda amarav, damar Yehuda amarav, la'olam yitze adam bechitov. When you're leaving in the morning, also you should leave Bekitov, I mean when it's light outside. Vikanes Bekitov, and when you come into your inn, like we said, you should also come when it's still light outside, so you wouldn't, just because it's dangerous to be out in the dark with the robbers and things. Shneemar, Haboker Or, Vanashim Shulchu. That says by the brothers of Yosef, it was morning, Boker Or, and then Anashim Shulchu. They left only after it was morning. So they say, I saw an interesting shot. Why, from the Karen Ora, he says, why is it that, what's the connection between taking big steps and losing your eyesight? So, he says that, why would a person take big steps? He's taking big steps because he's running to get to a certain place in a hurry. Why is he running to get to a certain place? Because he's going after his eyes, right? He sees something, wow, I want that, and he wants to go after his taivit, so he sees things and he runs after them. So therefore, mida kenegan mida, that he uses eyes to take big steps to run up, so as a result, he taking big steps, he loses his eyesight.
So he's running to do a mitzvah, so it doesn't apply.
Right, in economy. You're allowed to run to the mitzvah. And it's also, on the other side, the Gemara says that what's the takana for it? That the wine of Kiddush, and there's also some say wine of Havdalah. When you drink Kiddush and Havdalah wine, then that cures the eyesight that you lost taking big steps. So it's also Mida Keneged Mida, because, and then when a person's, at Shabbos, a person's not running to, you know, running out. He's pretty much at home, and, you know, he's not running after place, so therefore he's doing a tikkun for his running during the week, and therefore he's has a tikkun for that.
So I'll sort of look at the Shabbos candle.
That... For taking big steps? Yeah. They say Kiddush Abdullah. Okay. Okay, let's see Rashi. Tirgazu Aleichem Aderech means Titu, but you make a mistake in the way. Lisaref, if you don't learn, a person's Roy Lisaref, Be'esh, with fire. Dichsiv, Vinei Suse'esh, Vixiv, it says, Bahu Inyana, Haloch V'Deber, that they were speaking. Vahachi kasve lashmina. Why is this telling us that? To teach us the love. If they were not speaking, shayu holchim ba'umka shel halacha lo ayu nitzelim. And they'd be osek in halacha. They wouldn't have been saved. They wouldn't have been not learned. They wouldn't have been saved. Halamigras. We said the problem is do it the migra. So the migras is okay. Meaning by leil orche. That's okay to do on the way. Aval b'milsa de by leiyun lo. But something needs iyun that not. Okay, b'mesnisa tana, my al tigu zubazerik, what does that mean? Al taziku atzmechem, don't hurt yourself, how? B'psi agasa, by taking big steps. B'chnisu chamala'ir, keshatem lanim, b'chokvim b'derek, when you're staying in a place, like we said, and you're sleeping on the way, b'yaros, b'chnisu le'ir, b'od ha'shechamazarachat, you come to the city while it's still light outside. Yete adam ekitov, sheyamtin ad sheyir, and that was when you're going out, you should also wait until it's light outside. Kemova Yarlakim Kitov, Esaor Kitov. That's where we're talking. That's the lesson of going out Kitov, going in Kitov. Kitov is referring to the pasuk Yarlakim Esaor Kitov, referring to when it's light. V'yachnis beKitov, Yikanis beKitov, be'erev, and when you're coming in at night in the evening time, be'od shachamazorach, again you should come in when it's still light. She'ein li'isti mitzuin, because then the robbers aren't found so much. Inami shelo yipol beboros, or it's when it's dark, it's dangerous. You can fall into pits, ubekayim, and things like that should be here. V'shelo yalilu alav alilos miragel ata or ganav, and also they shouldn't people shouldn't think you're a ganav or a spy or whatever. Here we see that they left in the, when it was light out. Coming in also. They don't quote this pasuk. Ela milsa de Rav Yehuda is a svara, but lo by krad is need a pasuk. It's a logic. Okay, last piece. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chiya. Hamehalech baderech al yochal yoser mishnei ravon. When a person's traveling on the way, he shouldn't eat too much. He just eat what he needs to get by. During a famine, you don't eat that much. You can just eat bare minimum to get by. So too here, when you're traveling, you should just eat a minimum. My time, what's the reason? Because Hakatargimu, they in Bavel they explained mishum mayana is because of your intestines, that it shouldn't get all messed up because you have food in there and you're traveling. However, Bamarava and Eretz Yisrael, Amri, they said you shouldn't eat too much when you're traveling, mishum mizone, which means that you should have food for the whole way. You're going to eat a lot and then you're going to run out of food before you get to where you're going. My binai, what's the nafkamina between the two shitas, Bavel and Eretz Yisrael? Ika binai hu, the yase ba'arba, inami the kazil me'avna le'avna. So one nafkamina would be going in a boat. So when you're going in a boat, so you don't have the same, not so hard on your body as if you're traveling by foot. Okay, so then you don't have to worry so much about, you can eat a lot, as if you're going on a boat. If it's for that reason that it's the tiltul is hard on your body, then the boat is not hard on your body. But if it's as far as running out of food, still might run out of food, just because it doesn't matter if you're on a boat. Inami, the second nafkamina would be, as we said, if you're going from avna l'avna, means from inn to inn. Okay, so if you're traveling from one inn to the next, so then the opposite. So now you still have to worry about, being hard on your body because you're still walking from inn to inn. However, as far as running out of food, you don't have to worry about it because you're going from one place to another and you can refill your lunchbox, right, at each place. Rav Papa, kol parsa parsa achil chada rifta. However, Rav Papa, he was known to be a very heavy person, and he ate a whole loaf of bread each parsa. Why would he do that? L'chora, we saw you're not supposed to eat when you're on the derech. But he held because the reason is not because you're going to run out of food, but he held because of Mayana, that reason, and it didn't. That since he was so big, it didn't affect him the travel when he ate. So that's why he did it. Okay. See Rashi. Lo yochal yoser. We said, you're traveling. You shouldn't eat more. Mimasho chel b'shnei ravon. That what you would eat during the year of famine. The Amar Lakamaj, it's a rihlarhivat's mobishne. When it's afka, when it's time of famine, even if you have food, you shouldn't eat too much. Mishu Mayana, Shalo Yislachlachu Meyav, Shaladam, Berov Achilaso. You shouldn't mess up your intestines with too much eating, Mifnei Torchader, because when you're traveling, it can affect you. Yeshamrim, you Meyav Shaladam Shovkim. Some say it's Lashon of Mayan, as in first Kirsa learns it as in your Mayanim, that's your Kishkas. But this Kirsa, Mayan as in a spring, so the water. So it shouldn't spill from one intestine to the other. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Okay, Mishum Mizone is Shema in Lo Lacharkach, that if we're afraid, they're not going to have what to eat later on, if you eat everything right away. So we said, enough kamina be, the yasli ba'arba sholech besvina, mishum mizoni ika, that you're running out of, might run out of food, that's nogeya. But mishum mayana leika, because you're not walking, so it doesn't affect you adversely. Miavna la'avna, mikom malon hatagarim, place where the merchants stay. Mikfar l'kfar, you're going from village to village. Demishtachay mizoni, because you have food wherever you're going. V'leika l'meichash mizoni, you don't have to worry, you're going to run out. Well, mayana yikal mechash, but you're traveling, it still can affect you. Kol parsa parsa charifta, we said, Rapapa, every parsa he had a loaf of bread. Yesav Rapapa, he held, had amur rabbana lelechol tfei, mishu mayana, that you shouldn't eat a lot, is because of mayana. V'yihu lo misa fi amimiyah, he wasn't worried about that, the bal beten or bal basar have, because he was very, very heavy. Inyan acher, kreso rachava, that his stomach, whatever, his keres was very wide. Kedita bebaba mitzia, the kachashiv evare the rapapa ukiish gevura so. Lefichach yachol lachol harbe veino maziklo. So the Gemara talks over there about, mentions these very heavy people, that their aver was very big, in order that people shouldn't be choshen, and hey, how can they have children when they're so big? And then there would be a talk about their kids, that they're, who their kids or whatever, and therefore they would, the Gemara there describes these big people, where Papam is one of them, and that they have the large aver, so they don't have a problem having kids or whatever. So he's included there on the list. So you see he was very big. Since he was very big, he wasn't worried about the food bothering him.